This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. We're on the 24/7 365 news cycle, and you are too. Let's start spinning. Well, let's stop the spin, actually. Which is what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and aligned with us is newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we have a ton of information that is starting to pour in now. Well, I shouldn't say a ton. It's still, we're getting lots of reporting, basically the same stuff. So that doesn't count. Okay, that doesn't count. Natalie Corona, 22-year-old. This is the big story that we're going to open up with, of course, is a 22-year-old Natalie Corona, beautiful young lady, shot dead apparently yesterday after being called to a traffic accident and starting the investigation, and she was shot and killed. So now another one. This is the third one just this month. Just this month that we're experiencing. We've got a story coming up. This is from KOVR, CBS 13 in Sacramento.
Death. The Davis community is mourning the loss of Davis police officer Natalie Corona this morning. The 22-year-old new officer was shot while responding to a crash yesterday. The suspected shooter was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. CBS 13's Elisa Becetta is live in Davis this morning with the latest on the investigation thus far. Elisa, I know you were there in Davis last night. Tell us what you learned and what you heard.
Well, I heard gunshots last night. We thought it was around 7. I was getting ready to go to sleep, actually. And I thought it must have been fireworks. I came out to investigate, as I am a reporter, and was just in shock to find out what had transpired, that there had been a shooting so close to our home. And right on a major thoroughfare, Fifth Street in that area, that's where all the cars are at that time. So many people are out on their bicycles. When I came out, I saw police had closed off the area. There were some smashed cars, and I was told that they were looking for a shooter and that everyone in the area should go and shelter in place. What we found out later was 22-year-old Davis police officer Natalie Corona had been shot. She was rushed to UC Davis Medical Center. Investigators then started going through the neighborhood looking for that gunman. They came to my house, as they did so many of my neighbors. They knocked on the door and said, make sure everybody's in your home, make sure all your pets are in the house. They went thoroughly through our backyards. I have a shed back there, and I heard them going through everything. I was happy that they were. But again, everybody clearly shaken up. We were still very hopeful that Officer Corona would be okay. Tried to go to sleep last night. I do believe I heard another gunshot this morning. A short time after that, Davis police reported that they had found their suspected gunman in a home just half a block away from this, where this all started, suffered a self-inflicted gunshot. So again, investigators are still out here trying to put the pieces together, but certainly devastating for the Davis Police Office, the Davis Police Department. I walked by officers this morning coming out here, and you could see in their eyes just the kind of toll this is taking. Davis Police Chief had nothing but wonderful things to say about Officer Corona.
Natalie was just full of life and full of energy, and just an absolute pleasure to be around. She loved being around everybody in the department, and she just worked like you can't believe.
Officer Corona started her career with the Davis Police Department in 2016 as a community service officer. Officials say she just had completed a field training program and had been patrolling on her own for only a couple of weeks. Just hours ago, law enforcement led a procession to bring Officer Corona's body from UC Davis Medical Center to the Yolo County Coroner's Office. The case has now been turned over to the Sacramento Sheriff's Department for a full investigation. I can tell you the majority of Fifth Street, I believe, to the tracks here, so people know where the park is, C and Fifth, all the way down to just about, I believe, F Street. It might be even further this morning as they've expanded this area. But again, still unclear as to a motive, still unclear as to whose house that was that the suspected shooter was found in. Those details we'll be having to wait for. But again, I can tell you this community is shocked, deeply hurt, and again, especially on the heels of the Newman officer Singh being killed in the line of duty as well. Back to you.
My heart just breaks, and I know I said this before, but last night when I saw another officer shot, all I could think of is not again. Just 16 days ago, we were dealing with the pain of Officer Singh, and so it's just so sad and heartbreaking. Elisa Becerra, thank you for your very personal account of what happened last night. And according to the City of Davis website, there are 61 sworn officers on the Davis Police Force, and 8 of them are female officers on patrol. The last Davis officer killed in the line of duty was Douglas Cantrill, who was shot and killed back in 1959.
So, another... excuse me. So, another officer down. Now, Davis, UC Davis, is where this is located. It's in Yolo County, right there in... not too far from Sacramento, about 15 miles from Sacramento. And the lead agency investigating this will be the Sacramento Sheriff's Department. They always turn over these officer shooting and things, officer shooting events to other jurisdictions, so that they can get a outside perspective on this. So Yolo County Sheriff will not be doing the investigation here. Just a little point of clarity. So the listening audience nationally can hear this is that UC Davis and Davis City is probably, gosh, I want to say about a 90-minute drive to Newman down I-5. Just basically take 80 to 5 and go south from Sacramento. And you're about it's about another hour and 15 minutes from there. So about an hour and 15 minutes, about 60, 70 miles away, is Newman, which is, of course, where Officer Ranel Singh just 16, 17 days ago, was murdered as well. So this is hitting the whole valley area here pretty hard. Living in the valley myself, it's certainly going to affect law enforcement up and down the valley even more so. Especially, she is just a drop-dead gorgeous young lady. You can tell she's very, very proud. She's her daddy's girl. There's no question about it. She was given her badge by her dad, who's also a sheriff in nearby Colusa County. So Colusa County is not too far from here either. That Colusa County happens to be the home of Jerry Brown. That's where his ranch is in Colusa County off Highway 20. Those of you that care to find out the address might want to visit Jerry, because you never know who the shooter was. We should be finding out, hopefully today, who the shooter was. And the bigger question is, if this individual, we hope, what can you hope for here? But thoughts and prayers, obviously, for everybody that's involved with this, and certainly the family of Natalie Corona. But if it is another illegal foreign national who has committed this crime, wow. And, of course, hunting for policemen seems to be the thing anyway, right? Who set all that up? Who set that emotion? And by the way, even if it's not an illegal foreign national, what is this notion of killing police officers? Where did all that come from, Nancy and Chuck? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're still monitoring what's going on with the situation with Officer Corona, who was just apparently assassinated last night in Davis, California. We'll bring you the latest information we get from that as soon as possible. You can call in 215-867-8255. It's one of those Fridays, so free-for-all, so to speak, 215-867-8255. From AFP sources, from Yahoo News, 21 bodies found on U.S.-Mexico border as Trump visits. Now, we haven't visited the Cartel Chronicles, which I believe is in Breitbart still, maybe. Maybe it is. Let's take a little meander over here to Breitbart and see if we can get the Cartel Chronicles. You know, they changed their format around. I hardly ever go to Breitbart anymore as a news source. And it's too bad because it's so confusing. They've got their own little organizational scheme down. And I talk to other people in the business, and they say, "What is Breitbart doing to themselves?" You know. But they always had a feature that came out of Breitbart, Texas, and it was called the Cartel Chronicles, and they just did a smackdown job of telling you the stories about the cartels, the real stories about what was going on, right? And let's see if Cartel, no, don't have it. That's too bad for Breitbart. I don't know what's going on here. Are we even going to go back to Breitbart? I'm sorry, my computer is just kind of playing little games with me, right? Anyway, so these stories—it's just incredible stories about what's going on in the Mexican border, in Mexico, and all. You know, right on the other side of the border from Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and even California. A lot of things go on. it's amazing, though, what we have. When you start breaking it down by all the different stories that are coming out from, that side of the border. Just on the other side of the border. Story after story after story after story after story. You could write a daily thick magazine of these stories, and they do. They were trying to do that in Breitbart. And it says here, the 21 bodies found on U.S.-Mexico border as Trump visits. Now, and again, you cannot make this stuff up. This is the reality check that happens down there all the time. I'm going to read you a standard story. I've been following all the cartel killings, everything for years and years. I mean, you had to kind of get into this thing in my business at the time, which was doing various and sundry things in education. And cartels would crop up every once in a while in some of the dealings that you were doing. Mexico City. Mexican authorities said Thursday they had found 21 bodies on the U.S.-Mexican border after a drug gang shootout in a town near where President Donald Trump was due to visit later in the day. The bodies, some of them badly burned, were found Wednesday in the border town of Miguel Alemán, about 170 miles from McAllen, Texas, in the city Trump was due to visit as he continues his push to build his long-sought border wall. You can't make it up. And again, if I was reading this for the first time, to you, and maybe some of you are listening to this kind of stuff for the first time, and you're thinking, oh, this can't be true. I'm telling you, this is standard fare in Mexico. This is what they want to bring here. And you see, to guys like us who've been down to Mexico and seen all this kind of crap, we get it. But, you know, gringos like you guys on this side of the border don't get it. Law enforcement gets it. This is standard operating procedure down there. The cartels just murder people ruthlessly. I mean, the stories I talk about with chainsaws don't get me going. That's a fact, Jack. That's headed to a town near you. Check out. All you need to do to check it out is look at Chicago, right? That's a good place right there. And, of course, what's happening here in California? Rinelle Singh, anybody? And, of course, when I say that, the bigger extension of that was the La Familia part of it. You know, the shooter of Singh takes off, and he's being chased by the police. And what happens? An instant underground network appears. And people are starting to hide him out. A whole network of people. And by the way, thanks to Stanislaus County Sheriff and also Kern County Sheriff and ICE, they rounded up all the usual suspects in that chain of in that gang. Well, it's a gang, but in that chain of people that were trying to hide him out. They did it. They did that. I'm really glad. I mean, in that business, this is what you do. Sometimes you don't do that. Sometimes you make deals. Well, you know, give your guy up, and I want to arrest you type stuff, you know? But this time they rounded up all of them. They found out who they were. Then it all goes in very quick order, by the way. They've got really good tabs on who's who. They used to have really good tabs on the gangsters. But then Jerry Brown comes in. Oh, yeah, we'll just lighten it up. And gangsters are people, too, right? Even though they have a chainsaw in one hand and a gun in the other. The article goes on, quote, "We have reports there was a shootout yesterday, Wednesday, between two criminal groups that ended with 21 people dead." The security spokesman for the state of Tamaulipas, Luis Alberto Rodriguez, told Mexican TV news channel Milenio. Some of them were burned. Seven vehicles were also located. It was a confrontation between two rival gangs that were involved in a turf war over drug trafficking routes. Then you want to throw up a border wall in front of that. What kind of problem could that possibly... What possibly could go wrong with that, right? The Mexican armies found the bodies in a remote area following a tip-off, he said. Great. Right. Well, they have a little clip here. I don't know what it is. For more information... Brooklyn 99. What is that about? 9999. Yeah, they're just all these great people. Here we go.
Shutdown has highlighted how the president and democratic leaders widely disagree on the necessity, effectiveness, and cost of a border wall.
We'll obviously be discussing the wall, which is desperately needed.
We want the symbol of America to stay as the Statue of Liberty.
There you go. Okay, we're going to do Chuck E. Schumer. The article goes on and says, Tamaulipas has become one of the most violent states in Mexico as drug rival cartels fight each other over its strategic position on the U.S. border. There must be a gaping hole there. Mexico has been racked by drug-related violence in recent years, sometimes something Trump has alluded to in arguing his wall is needed to keep out violent criminals and narcotics. McAllen, where he was meeting with Border Patrol agents, sits across from Tamaulipas. U.S. State Department has issued its most severe travel warnings for the state because of violent crimes, classifying it alongside countries such as Iraq and Afghanistan. More than 200,000 people have been murdered in Mexico since the government deployed the army to fight the country's powerful drug cartels in 2016. 28,000 people so far. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Teen missing for months flags down dog walker after fleeing captor. Suspect arrested. See, there is hope for those people when their child turns up missing. Interesting. This is a young lady that Jane cross Elizabeth. Okay. This is an interesting story. Doc wrote, okay. So a missing Wisconsin teen, Jamie Kloss, was found after flagging down a dog walker. This is pretty amazing stuff. It says, 13-year-old Wisconsin girl had been missing since October. Was found Thursday malnourished and dirty after she reportedly fled her captor and flagged down a dog walker in a small forested town of Gordon, Wisconsin. A suspect was arrested just minutes later, but authorities disclosed no further information. Don't know who this person is. There is little known about the Kloss physical condition, but her grandfather told the Star Tribune in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that she was being treated at a hospital and was expected to be reunited with her relatives. Now, this is the twist. I haven't read the story, but I know the story. I'm very familiar with it. It says, Kloss vanished on October 15th after her parents were fatally shot in their home in Barron County, which is about 80 miles northeast of Minneapolis and 65 miles from where she was found. Kloss was inside the home where her parents were shot but vanished, prompting a statewide search that included the FBI. On Thursday, the girl, who appeared skinny and dirty with matted down hair, reportedly approached a woman who was out walking. The woman knocked on the door of a nearby house and told the couple, "This is Jamie Kloss, call 911. The man, Peter Kaskaskas, that's an interesting name, who answered the door, told the Star Tribune that Kloss showed little emotion. I bet she's starving. He also said to CBS News that Kloss appeared to be wearing a sweatshirt, leggings, and oversized men's shoes. She looked the same as in all the photos, a little skinnier. That is amazing. This is now, let's see, October, November, December. So you've got a good 3 months that she's been away from any civilization, probably any kind of hygiene. So it's this is not unusual in the kidnapping world, by the way. These kind of things. I'm glad that she's back, but the problem is she's got to deal now with her parents, who are not. Another senseless murder. We don't know why. Another one that just, geez, we're going to stop all this stuff, huh? I know when Donald Trump is out of office. Hello? I don't think so. Okay. Flipping the script to the new one. Ginsburg absence shakes the court. White House makes preparations coming weeks seen as key. This is going to be an interesting thing. The White House is preparing for the possible departure of ailing Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, report says. Of course, she's been absent all week from the oral arguments.
After missing a third straight day on the bench, the White House is reportedly perhaps preparing a possible departure of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is recovering from cancer surgery and has not been going back to work. But with some still bitter over the recent confirmation hearing of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, what would a new fight look like? Here with Insight is Carrie Severino, Chief Counsel and Policy Director at the Judicial Crisis Network, which played a role in past confirmation pushes by the Trump administration. She is also a former law clerk to Justice Clarence Thomas. She knows all about it. Carrie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. I'm doing okay. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we know that she's had some health challenges, and now there's a Politico story on the big board right there, Trump White House urging allies to prepare for possible RBG departure. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, in terms of them saying they're talking to outside groups, we haven't heard anything about it. We've certainly been very involved in this thing. So the White House hasn't reached out to us in any way. To the extent the story is accurate insofar as it says there's people encouraging the president to pick someone off of his list of Supreme Court likely nominees, I think that's something that would concern conservatives a lot. So I'm hopeful that that's not going on.
Well, you know, we still hear the name Amy Coney Barrett a lot. She could be the one who would be the next name. But if there is another nomination that this president makes, given what happened with Brett Kavanaugh, you're anticipating a major freakout, aren't you, by people on the political left?
Maybe.
Well, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing them freaking out over pretty much everything this president does. So, you know, whether he would choose Amy Coney Barrett for it, if he has another vacancy, because we honestly don't even know that.
We don't.
You know, I think they're going to make a big deal out of it, whatever. And, you know, we're seeing some test cases for that already. We saw the obstruction they've given to judicial nominees. I mean, we have 71 judicial nominees. They had to get returned for renomination to the president. We're now over 160 lower court vacancies. That's significantly more than when the president took office. So we're not even keeping up, even with really great pace on getting circuit court nominees confirmed, not able to keep up with the pace of retirement simply because the Democrats have been so obstructionist. So you can kind of see that pattern. Now we're going to have an attorney general nominee in Bill Barr, who is, you know, unanimously confirmed to his previous stint at this job. So this mm-hmm. is someone incredibly qualified.
Right.
And, you know, we've even got Pat Leahy saying he should get bipartisan support. However, I think this is we're seeing all of these test runs here where the Democrats are
sure.
going to show how obstructionist they can be.
All right. Well, as you said, if there is another opening on the Supreme Court during the Trump years, expect a freak out in 3, 2, 1. Carrie, thank you very much for joining us live.
Yeah. You think there's going to be a freak out? I think it's going to be called Freak Freely. Freak Freely. Yes, they're going to freak freely. About another nominee, because it's certainly going to be a conservative. Hello. So, gosh, Trump gets to a point in 1 year, three conservative. Can you look at how this is going to reshape this country? Really, since the 60s. This has really been 70 years of tyranny of the left, basically. We've been having to endure it with a breakup of 16 we had, 4-6 from Nixon, and then 8 from Reagan. Man, that's it. No respite for you. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Lots of things going on. Visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Check it out. Become a volunteer. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-951-7213. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Trump eyes disaster money to fund border wall. Insists he never promised Mexico would pay directly. And we covered that. Romney rebuffs it, of course. Mitt Romney. The new John McCain and the new Jeff Flake. There you go. New caravan gathers for Journey North. Here we go. Just what we need, right? Another caravan? They're coming. Listen, we know this is coming. San Diego TV station, CNN declined local view on wall effectiveness. I'm biting because we did talk about that. The Hill. This is from The Hill. We have a little clip here, too. I don't know if it's worth listening to. These Hill things are just kind of Mickey Mouse. It says a San Diego station on Thursday said CNN had asked for a local view and then declined to hear from us after past reports from the station showed that a border wall was effective. Now, I'm saying, okay, this shows you how out of touch people are about the border wall, especially the wall. You've heard me talk about it many times. Down in San Diego and San Ysidro, right?
That CNN had asked for a local view and then declined to hear from us after past reports from the station showed that a border wall was effective. Immigration, the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed border wall have all been topics dominating the cable news landscape since the shutdown began 3 weeks ago. A report by KUSI, an independent station in San Diego that began airing in 1982, begins, quote, Thursday morning, CNN called the KUSI newsroom asking if one of our reporters could give them a local view of the debate surrounding the border wall and government shutdown. It continues, quote, KUSI offered our own Dan Plant, who has reported dozens of times on the border, including one story from 2016 that was retweeted by former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and posted on DrudgeReport.com.
Okay, now there's a wall. It's a big wall. It's a big, beautiful wall that it's been up for years, and they've been adding to it from San Ysidro, going east to Otay Mesa. Okay, it's and before they built the wall, it was being overrun daily. And again, you have to go down there to see this. If you're on the East Coast listening to me, and you've never been down there to see that, you don't get it. And it's just casual conversation about the border wall and this and that and the other. But see, imagine thousands of people. Imagine, if you will, Times Square. You East Coasters can get Times Square. Imagine those people just all of a sudden storming out of New York, like what happened in 9/11, and flooding across to other communities. That's what was going on every single day down there between San Ysidro and Otay Mesa. I mean, I used to see this driving back and forth. We'd go to Mexico quite often. And sometimes in the evening hours, in late afternoon, evening, what you'd see in Tijuana with the old fences and stuff like that before the wall was put up, you'd see people start by the thousands line up on the fenced off area, because we didn't have too much of a wall there then. They'd line up on the walled area there, the fenced area, and they would actually burrow underneath the fence. The huge holes they'd burrow through. Then when it got to be dark, they'd just siphon right through those burrows underneath the fence and go storming across the river into San Ysidro by the thousands every day. That was going on. And to see those people massing, and all of a sudden, when it got to be dark enough, and you didn't see the Border Patrol, they're gone. It used to be a big, then they put up a wall. Of course, the crime was going nuts all the time. So they put up a wall. And guess what? It's now flourishing over there on the U.S. side. People feel safe. Businesses are flourishing. That is a fact. So if you're on the East Coast listening to me, and this is why CNN, I crack up. CNN comes in, oh, well, we're going to get this KUSI, because KUSI is obviously part of the university system, and they're going to give us a left-leaning report, right? About, the wall doesn't work, and it's a bunch of crap. Well, you won't find, this is Earth to CNN on the left coast, on the right coast. Earth to CNN. Understand this, you probably will not find a reporter, no matter who it is affiliated with. Don't you have a CNN affiliate? Probably not. In San Diego, who's going to say it doesn't work?
Fox News confirming the Pentagon is pushing ahead.
Because it does work. Where that came from. Came from the ether around me. It does work. It absolutely works. So all of a sudden, guess what? These guys are, well, their panties are in a bunch. Jim Acosta's panties are in a bunch. He's looking for a story, get it? So he's walking along the fence in McAllen, Texas. Oh, yeah, there's nobody out here. There's no trouble. That's because he's got no flipping clue. Jim Bob, all you need to do is go to the end of where the fence stops and go run off into Tamalpais across the border and see how it really is down there. You know, 21 bodies in a shootout, most of them burned. Just a few miles from where Donald Trump visited yesterday. But I don't think you have the courage to set foot in Mexico. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome back. We're back. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Okay, Sunday Slam is coming up, so give us your best email shot. And this, the Sunday Slam business started out from Albany, New York. And it's like spread to Florida. And then New Orleans. I got New Orleans people. Then Texas, and then around California. So anyway, and then we became like, I don't know why. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden, started getting all these emails from the East Coast. And it's like, okay. On Sunday, So anyway, we started the Sunday Slam several years ago, actually. So we're back at it in on Sunday coming up. So you, my email is A21R, Paul at A21R.com. Paul at A21R.com. Okay, that's my email. So you can email me there if you want to get on board with the Sunday Slams. We'll give you the telephone numbers to call in on that 800 number. We're not recording anything. We're not going to play part of the show. I just wanted to let you know about it. Anyway, also, you might want to certainly visit NewCaliforniaState.com and get your tickets if you're going to be in the area to see. This is the one and only constitutional convention that's happening in the entire nation. It's really the first one that's happened since 1959. Think about it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.